Not only was the Florida adapted assessment inappropriate for the level of my son's abilities, it endangered his health. The long, stressful testing sessions requiring him to sit in his wheelchair caused pressure sores, fluid to build in his lungs, and increased seizures and spasticity that contributed to his deteriorating health. Only after climbing a mountain of paperwork and garnering media attention was Ethan granted a medical waiver for the FAA. Despite assurances at his IEP meeting that the waiver would be granted again for this school year, the school district demanded paperwork proving his continued medical fragility. The insult to this injury was that he was on his deathbed. The school district and the state of Florida required a letter from hospice care stating that he was unable to take the FAA. This incident caused anguish to my family and his teacher and shows a stunning lack of compassion and even common sense on the part of the Department of Education. His exceptionally talented teacher faced threats and sanctions because she continued to work with him even though he wasn't preparing for the FAA. I wonder if these administrators are more concerned with policy, paperwork, and their bottom line than the children they have been elected to serve. You may ask yourselves, if this is such a problem, why isn't there more public outcry from the parents of disabled children? I am here to tell you why. Parents of severely disabled children are exhausted. We spend our lives keeping these children alive. I spent my days juggling doctor's appointments, therapy, nursing care, in addition to fighting with the insurance company to meet his medical needs. At the end of the day, we don't have the strength to climb the mountain of paperwork to exempt our children from these inappropriate tests. To the Department of Education, I hope a better understanding of how these tests were damaging to my family and to other families like ours. I hope this understanding will help you make better policy decisions in the future. Please don't force any other family to have to suffer as mine did. I call on the legislature of the state of Florida not only to pass the Ethan Radiski Act, which would exempt disabled children from the rigors of high-stakes standardized testing, but I implore the legislature to further enact legislation that allows any student who experiences pain and suffering as the result of high-stakes standardized testing to opt out of these tests. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.